2 weeks ago, we here in Middle Tennessee were extraordinarily fortunate to experience a relatively rare astronomical event, a solar eclipse. And although the entire country was able to view at least a partial eclipse, here in Wilson County, we were blessed to be within that 70-mile-wide band of totality. We witnessed a total eclipse of the sun. In Lebanon, at 1:30 in the afternoon on August 21st, the sun was blocked out by the moon for 2 minutes, 34.6 seconds. In those few moments, the sky went black, stars and planets appeared, the cicadas made their cicada noises. Although I knew exactly what was happening in the sky, it was still disconcerting for the sun to disappear like that in the middle of the day. The sun, as we know, provides the fuel for life on this planet. Plants use the sun to create food. The rest of us depend on those plants for energy and oxygen. The power of the sun creates our weather. It moves the oceans around, and so much more. The idea of the sun not being there is simply unthinkable. So on Wednesday of this week, when we learned that Catherine Batchelor had died, our world went dark as a total eclipse. But unlike the eclipse, this darkness will never fully go away. Yes, our lives will brighten bit by bit, but for some of us, we shall live in the darkness of Catherine's death for a very, very long time. Catherine, as her mother alluded, was a light in this church. She sang in the choir. She performed her flute for us in worship on many occasions. Mr. Clark, our choir director, spoke to Catherine on Sunday about performing a piece at Christmas. Catherine was a light in our community. You always knew when Catherine was around. Her laugh announced her presence to a room. She never hesitated to share her opinion. Catherine loved her friends. I heard about them all the time. I probably could recognize each of you. She loved her family, especially her siblings. She loved her music. And she had the talent and the drive to sustain that love. And it is because of Catherine's passion for music that the choir has chosen to sing today the old hymn, "How Can I Keep from Singing?" Listen carefully to those words as they are sung. And listen to and hear Catherine's words in your head. How can I keep from singing? We are here today because we miss Catherine. It is hard to believe, impossible to believe that she is gone. We all just saw her, it seems. I saw her on Saturday. She was here at the church. We had a wedding, and she had volunteered to turn pages for the organist. And then on Sunday, the next day, she was in the choir, and I spoke with her. It's impossible to think that she won't be here in the choir tomorrow morning, or won't be at school next week, or at band practice, or any other place where we might find ourselves. And as that realization sinks in, our hearts will break, and the darkness will overshadow us. In the church, our belief is in life eternal, a life won for us through sacrifice and resurrection. Our God has the power to defeat death. Life is not meaningless. Life is not pointless. Life is a gift of God. a gift to be treasured. When life ends, we grieve. But our tears today flow with the confidence that Catherine is with her Lord. And this is the promise of resurrection. Last week, as we watched that eclipse, we did so, hopefully, wearing those goofy cardboard glasses. But at the moment of totality, we were able to remove the glasses and for a moment look with our bare eyes. We were surprised to see the flowing white ring in the sky where the sun had been. It was beautiful. Catherine's life is like that. Even in the dreadful darkness of her death, she shines brightly above us, and she always will. So I encourage you, in the days to come, and the weeks as well, to share your stories with one another, to laugh, to cry, to remember. I cannot explain Catherine's death to you. I have no answers. It is a terrible moment when a young life is lost. But Catherine will always have a place in our lives. She is a radiant light in God's heaven. She will always shine. The words from the Gospel of John are appropriate to close with here. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen.